This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Robert Knight, senior writer and Washington correspondent for Coral Ridge Ministries. He's been a frequent guest of ours over the years and has worked for other outfits, including the Culture and Media Institute, Concerned Women for America, and the Family Research Council. His brand new book is Radical Rulers, the White House Elites Who Are Pushing America Towards Socialism. And Bob, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's a wonderful show.
We over the last year or so, seem to be hearing about an advisor that is considered extreme. We saw the Van Jones controversy. It was the green job czar. He had to step down. There's controversies that we have profiled many times on this show about the safe school czar, Kevin Jennings, who we'll talk about in a little more detail in just a moment. But this is a book that there's just one after the other after the other. Oftentimes we hear about them one at a time, but you point out here that this is a list of people that covers pretty much every area the government deals with.
Yeah, and it starts out with Barack Obama himself, because a lot of people voted for him for the best of reasons. They thought he was a moderate, reasonable guy who could pull the country together. And the media airbrushed out his radical connections, his radical background, and his radical voting record as the most liberal senator to the left of Ted Kennedy. And so I thought I'd put it all in one place. I'd show where he came from, who he consorted with, and then show some of his appointments to illustrate where he's trying to take this country.
What's the paper trail on Obama himself? Has he kept it pretty well hidden? And is this list of people more of the evidence than anything he's specifically said or written?
Well, he's in Dreams from My Father, his autobiography. He talks about hanging out evenings with an old black poet named Frank, who turns out to have been Frank Marshall Davis, who is a card-carrying communist, a columnist for the local Honolulu communist newspaper, and he worked for a communist paper in Chicago before then. And then you look at people like Jeremiah Wright, who came and went very quickly in the election cycle, you know, 20 years in the pews listening to black liberation theology. And the media took virtually no interest in it, said, well, who cares about that? Bill Ayers, the Weather Underground terrorist, who said as late as 2001 that he just wished they'd done more, and more meant planting bombs at the Capitol and the Pentagon. I mean, you can go on and on. His records are sealed at Occidental College. No one knows how he registered. There are a lot of questions about Obama's background. But I think the most important thing is, what is he doing now? Who is he appointing? And people are policy. So I did a thumbnail sketch of some of his more radical appointees.
And a couple of them have already come and gone, including Van Jones, who we mentioned before, as well as the Deputy Attorney General, David Ogden, who did get confirmed despite longtime ties to the pornography industry, but eventually left after differences with the Attorney General, as you point out, Eric Holder. Let's talk about a couple others. I mentioned Kevin Jennings before, and this is the safe school czar, who's also been a very active homosexual proponent in a lot of different ways. What's he trying to put into our schools?
Kevin Jennings is probably the most shocking appointment of all, because as the head of the Department of Education's Office of Safe Schools, Safe and Drug-Free Schools, you think you'd put somebody in who has had a career demonstrating his concern for kids. And Kevin Jennings founded GLSEN, the gay and lesbian teachers group that has been promoting homosexuality in schools since 1995. Their reading list is so extreme and contains such graphic passages of sex between kids and adults, homosexual sex, that I can't relate any of these scenes to your listeners. But, you know, these are books that are being pushed to kids on behalf of GLSEN. He has a paper trail a mile long with activities like this, conferences where kids were exposed to graphic information, how-to lectures, that sort of thing. He has no business being anywhere near a schoolyard, much less in charge of the Office of Safe Schools, which has a $100 million budget to push anti-bullying programs. That's how he's promoting the homosexual agenda.
One of the big things that's been in the news the last few weeks here, Bob, is the piece-by-piece questioning and retraction of the global warming agenda. And there are two key science advisors that you profile in this book who are obviously very big proponents of the climate change philosophy, John Holdren, the science czar, and the climate change czarina, as you title her, Carol Browner.
Yeah, Carol Browner is a card-carrying socialist, capital S. She was part of an elite blue ribbon panel for the Socialist International on global climate change affairs. Socialist International is dedicated to establishing a world government. They've seen the green issue as the way to do it by giving government an excuse to grow inexorably to where it controls every aspect of our lives. So she's the climate czarina, we call her, because she is a female. There's also Stephen Chu. And he has a very distinguished scientific record, but he also thinks that global warming will cause Florida, parts of Florida, to go under. And he has all sorts of scary predictions for where we're going to go. And he's Secretary of Energy, for crying out loud. So he's right at Obama's elbow in formulating this cap-and-trade bill that would be so disastrous. And you mentioned John Holdren. He's for a long time radical scientist. He once proposed in his 1970s book putting birth control agents in the water to keep the population down in the United States and mandatory abortions. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Another issue is the regulatory power of the government, and Kat Sunstein is that particular czar. Again, all these czars not needed to be confirmed by Congress. And one of the things you point out in his chapter is he wants to do away with marriage entirely.
Yeah, he says marriage has no place in the law. So let's get rid of all the laws in marriage and let people form whatever relationships they want. Of course, they can already do that. People can form whatever relationships they want. The state has an interest in marriage because it's the one indispensable institution. You cannot have a functioning civil society without strong marriages and families, which is why the left has been at war with marriage since the beginning of the socialist movement in the late 18th century. But Cass Sunstein has views on many topics that are bizarre. He thinks we ought to be vegetarians. We should ban hunting. He doesn't think the Second Amendment protects the right to own arms. And finally, the one that everybody talks about is in a 2004 book, Animal Rights, Current Debates and New Directions. He made the case that animals ought to be able to sue people. All they have to do is get an attorney.
What's the common denominator here? It seemed as though, even in describing Obama, but also a lot of these czars, there's an outright hostility to religion in general and Christianity in particular.
Oh, there is, because religion is seen as the ultimate enemy of socialism. And I do believe these people are dyed-in-the-wool socialists. They believe that the government knows best, that all this God stuff is holding us back from having the new progressive socialist man rise up and have the perfect system which will perfect our nature once and for all. You know, ever since Rousseau and his crackpot theory of the state of nature, in which men were perfect until the institutions came along like private property and the church and corrupted them, socialists have dreamed of a government that will perfect us and guide us and make us better people. And they know that religion and the family are in the way because they generate different loyalties and different value systems. So you see throughout the appointments a concerted bias and animus even against the church, against religion, and Christianity in particular seems to be their target.
Bob, you point out at the end of the book that there is hope. Well, we've seen in the past the voters go to the polls and demand a wholesale change in the direction of this country. However, most of the folks we're talking about today are not elected officials who can still wield a whole lot of power. So what can the public do about them?
Well, the public is already doing a lot by resisting this healthcare takeover. That shows the power of the Tea Party movement, and a lot of people who have never joined a Tea Party but know that they don't want the government to take over one-sixth of the economy and the future of their family's well-being by taking over our healthcare. What they need to do is to continue pounding Congress and let them know that if the regulatory agencies start imposing onerous policies, that Congress needs to step in because they're the people's authority. Everything comes through Congress. Here's an example. The Environmental Protection Agency declared carbon dioxide a pollutant, and they have further said that, well, that gives us power to go in and do the global warming type stuff that we can't seem to get in the cap and trade bill. Well, Congress needs to know that the American people aren't going to put up with that, and I think they're getting an earful. And as the climate change data fall apart and we see the hoaxes and frauds, the whole thing's collapsing. So we have to, freedom-loving Americans just have to keep pushing that toward the cliff. and then tell Congress that we want our government back, we want our country back, we want less government, not more efficient government.
The book is Radical Rulers, the White House Elites Who Are Pushing America Toward Socialism. Bob, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you, Greg, for having me on.
Absolutely. Robert Knight, senior writer and Washington correspondent for Coral Ridge Ministries. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.